What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing stupendous as well.
We hope everyone listening is doing wonderful as well. On this Wednesday, we have two positive news stories. What do you got, Tim?
Man, mine comes from CBS News. I'm going to talk about Frank LaFerrara. I'm going to say Frank because I'm not going to butcher his last name like this. So he was enjoying a quiet afternoon whenever he heard some yelling for help. He's at a New Jersey beach at this point. Hears the yelling, immediately walks towards the yelling. Basically, somebody's yelling because somebody that was in the water was getting swept away by a current. He immediately knew what kind of swimmer he was, so he jumped into the water without hesitation and swam all the way over to the young girl. The young girl, once she saw Frank, grabbed onto Frank, was holding onto him, pulling him under the water, trying to put her legs over his shoulders. So Frank had to push her away and say, please calm down. I'm here to help you. So Frank grabs her, attempts to swim to shore. And that's when another bystander actually saw what was going on, ran over and helped Frank out, get the girl to shore. All because Frank decided to do this, this little girl did not drown. She ended up being perfectly fine. Frank was asked, what's going on? Are you okay? What happened exactly? And he said, look, I saw her drowning. I went to go save her. I don't need anything else. I don't want any more interviews. He was trying to walk away. And then somebody said something else. He said, look, she gave me a hug and that was all the reward I needed. And then he walked away. I thought the story was awesome because not all heroes wear capes. Not all heroes are first responders. Sometimes they're just people in the right place at the right time, just like Sir Frank here.
Positive truth, helping people, helping all the listeners believe in the people around them. There's a lot of good people willing to do the right thing at a moment's notice.
Tú sabes.
Have you ever had a visit from the Tooth Fairy, Tim?
Absolutely.
Have your kids have any visits from the Tooth Fairy?
Absolutely.
I have something that I think's better. I have the Tech Fairy.
Oh, okay, I'm listening.
So my positive news story is coming from NPR. It's about a man who is retired named Craig Clark. He is the Tech Fairy. So he used to manage convenience stores. It was like a convenience chain, and it was like a tech chain. And when he retired, people would, they had such a connection to him, they would bring old electronics to him. So he would take their old computers and he would fix them up. And then he would give them to someone new for free. So anytime he got anything like bad, they would just drop it off. And he was like, oh, this is a good use of my time. Kept doing it. He's been doing it for a few years now. And he's given away over 800 laptops in, like, to people for free.
800. That's a woo.
He started doing it eight years ago. And what happens is whenever people bring in their old electronics, he looks at it, fixes it, posts online. He's like, hey, I got this old laptop. It needs a hard drive. It needs this. It needs a battery. Anybody wants to do a donation, send it in. Send in cash money. He takes that money, buys the parts, and then he gives it away for free. He says, I want to give it to people that are working at a minimum wage, can't afford a $1,200 laptop, people in school, college kids, anyone that's struggling. He said, I don't know who coined me the Tech Fairy. All I know is it helps me, gives me something to do. It's a way for me to give back. And it's just, it's a great way to fill my time. He's so popular in the community. Everyone gives him donations because they are like, I never know when I'm going to need my computer fixed or like any, whenever I'm getting an upgrade, I'm just going to go turn it in to help someone else. It's created this cycle of giving back old electronics, and I think it's really awesome.
10 out of 10, man. It reminded me of what Bruce said all those years ago about if you can't give money, give time. And that's exactly what he's doing. His time he's putting in to fix these electronics. And of course, that name, the Tech Fairy, 10 out of 10 nickname, man, because that's exactly what he's doing. He's out here giving people great things when they didn't expect it. All they have is this little bit here. I have this little tooth. What can I get for this? Now you can use this money for something else. And they're going to use that laptop to help them in their careers or whatever the case may be, maybe in school. I think that's amazing, man. It's getting back to the fullest. That's awesome.
Yeah, we should take your old computer and give it to the Tech Fair.
My current computer, yeah. We definitely, it's time to upgrade. 2026, baby.
Woo. You've been saying that since 2016, though, right?
I didn't think that out loud, but yeah.
Before we get out of here, we want to pause and do audio meditations where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I like to laugh. So whenever you brought up the tech fairy, it reminded me of Edna getting caught being the tooth fairy the last two times. So she gave up. She kept saying that I was hogging the tooth fairy role. And I was like, no, I'm just quieter than you. And I let her do it one time. She gets caught. Of course, she's sad. The second time, though, she got caught. Layla wakes up and was like, what's going on? Edna broke down, started crying. She said, I don't want to do this ever again. I tried to tell her, look, I just walk quietly. I used to think I was a ninja as a kid, so I'm prepared for this.
Interesting.
True story.
Maybe your kids just sleep.
I don't know what they sleep in. I just know whenever I'm home with them, they're up. And whenever they go to sleep, they wake up before I go to sleep again. I don't know. They don't sleep good at all. They were up at 5:30 today. No.
Here in a few years when they're in school, they don't want to wake up at 8:30.
I'm going to be terrible. I'm going to be spraying them with water bottles and stuff, man. I don't care.
Speaking of that, shout out to the little water bottle I have. It's saving my hair. I'm on the grow out.
Hey. Dominican JP is in the building.
If I knew more Spanish, I would say something right there. Got the advice. Hey, just get an empty bottle and spray it with water. That's miracles.
Yeah, your hair's been looking good all week. I've been so confused. What is going on? He's like, it's the water bottle. Like, what?
It's like Space Jam. I'm trying to tell you, man.
That is hilarious.
Does wonders. You should see it in the morning. It looks horrible. So shout out to my bonnet.
Hey, shout out to the bonnet.
I should wear it more so I don't have to deal with it as much in the morning. Anyway, so that's what I'm grateful for today. We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, all that fun stuff. If you leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story, we will send you a positive truth t-shirt for free. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Darkness cannot drive out the darkness. Only light can do that. He cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Hate.
Hate. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive. Speaking of Lopez.